Well, hello. Easter blessings to everybody. I hope everyone has had a wonderful day. Though this Easter is a bit different for everyone celebrating, you know, our traditional ways of celebrating Easter is waking up and getting ready and putting on our Easter Sunday clothes and going to church, listening to a wonderful message, and then normally the children will go hunting for Easter eggs and we have a wonderful lunch. But it's a little different this year. This year we're celebrating at home with our families, and you know, instead of going to an Easter service in person, we are doing it digitally. And though we are doing things a little differently, it's still the same. We're still celebrating the same thing that we always have. We are still celebrating for the same reason. We are celebrating today because Jesus has risen. So I want to make sure everybody knows that on our St. Luke's United Methodist Facebook page, you can go there and you can listen to our beautiful, wonderful Sunday service with some wonderful music and a beautiful message from our pastor, Bradley DeHaven. And I want to also say that though the church has their Facebook page, the youth also has an announcement Facebook page, and there is some wonderful things on there as well. So you can go there after this, or if you want to stop this and go do that first, you can, and then come back. But I really encourage you to utilize those resources while we are practicing social distancing, because that is where you will find our services. So today we're going to, of course, talk about Easter. So the lesson we're going to talk about is that empty is a good thing. So we're going to read in a few different books of the Bible. So if you don't have your Bible with you, if you want to pause this and go grab it so you can follow along, or you can just listen. So when you think about Easter, what are some things you think about? You might be thinking about candy, family get-togethers, decorations, maybe confetti eggs, all those things sometimes we can get caught up in. And though all those things are, you know, they're all right, but when you really think about the true meaning of Easter, those things kind of seem empty. And when we think about empty, traditionally we think about empty not being a good thing. But when it comes to the true meaning of Easter, empty is a very good thing. So, you see, today we're going to talk about how empty is a good thing. When we look at Easter in the proper light and we understand what really happened and what's really going on and why we celebrate Easter, empty is a good thing. So let's move on and say, when Jesus was murdered and nailed to a cross, they buried him in a tomb, basically a cave, and rolled a huge heavy stone in front of the tomb, right? Then 3 days later, something unbelievable happened. That tomb was empty. So we're going to read in Luke chapter 24, verse 1 through 8, and it says, "But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, 'Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day.' Then they remembered that he had said this. So now let's, you know, back up a minute. Let's look at, you know, earlier during Jesus' ministry when he had said that. When he had to go through this to his disciples. So in Mark 8, verse 31, then Jesus began to tell them that the Son of Man must suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, but 3 days later he would rise from the dead. So have you ever heard about someone who like promises like all these things about something, but it really wasn't that great? Like they couldn't actually like prove it. So one of the things that I was just in awe about is that Wubble Bubble. When that came out, it was actually, I think, some Easters ago. And I had got it for my kid. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. It's supposed to be like a bubble, but it never pops. Well, we put that to the test. And let me tell you, it popped. So this company made all these claims about this wonderful, amazing product that can't be popped. And when he actually got it, it wasn't that great and it didn't do what it said it was supposed to do. But Jesus didn't do that. We just read in Mark that Jesus said he would die and rise again after 3 days. And he did just that. Now, I can follow somebody who says something this huge, and then he actually did it. That's amazing. That's the power of God. So, empty is powerful. Jesus has power over death, because Jesus died and rose again, because he... Jesus is who he says he is. Jesus has power of sin's greatest weapon. And that's death. You know, for something to have life, something else has to die. Did anyone, you know, eat something today? Maybe you woke up and you had a bowl of fruit. It had to be taken from its tree, which was its life source, and it had to die to give you life. Jesus is the one who says, I can give you life. I can make it so that you will never really die. That even after life on earth is done with you, you will live with me forever, because that is how much I love you. The empty tomb shows us that Jesus has power over death. He looked death straight in the eyes. He took death's best sting, and he overcame it. How amazing is that? Empty is permanent. You know, plenty of people visit Jerusalem every year. So many people go to Jerusalem every year, and they walk down some of the same roads that Jesus may have walked down. One of the places people love to visit in Jerusalem, where historians believe Jesus was buried. And guess what? Till this day, where they believe Jesus was buried, it is still empty. So in Romans chapter 6, verse 9, we are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead and he will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. Jesus wasn't in the tomb 3 days after he died. He isn't in the tomb today, and he never will be. Jesus is God and is alive forever. His body wasn't stolen. It wasn't in the wrong tomb. It wasn't some magic trick. So when we look at the true meaning of Easter and everything Jesus did for us on the cross, empty is a good thing. Empty means Jesus is who he says he is. Empty means Jesus has power over death, and empty is permanent. Jesus is permanently alive and death will never overcome him again. When we decide to follow him instead of following our own selfish desires, we too can begin to really live. So with that message, I hope everybody has a blessed Easter. And though it might be filled with all these other things, remember, the tomb is empty. It will always stay empty because he has risen. He is alive. He is alive in all of you. I see that every time that I go to church and I'm with all of my youth, I see how alive Jesus is, and it's amazing. And I can't wait to be in church again with all of you. But know, no matter where we are, that Jesus is with us. He loves us. He is alive, around us, in us, everywhere. So let's go ahead and close in prayer. Oh, wonderful and loving God, we thank you. We thank you for the sacrifice of sending your only son to earth to die upon the cross for all of our sins and for raising him back up to prove that he is alive, that death has no power over him, Lord. Though we don't need that proof today, we don't need proof to see that you are God. Because that's everywhere, Lord. We see it everywhere, every day, in our children, in our congregation, that Jesus is alive. We ask that you just be with everybody today as we celebrate this day a little different than we probably have in a very long time, Lord. Maybe you're in homes that have never known the Lord today, Lord. We know that everything happens for a reason, and that the reason that we're all home today and celebrating this Easter differently is to maybe focus a little bit more on you, to focus what our life truly is supposed to be about. We just thank you and we praise you for all the blessings we have, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Everyone, have a wonderful Easter. And remember to go check out those Facebook pages so you can watch our services and listen to some beautiful, wonderful music and some great things that we've shared on there. Y'all have a great day.